The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to cruise the Internet Talk Radio airwaves. Welcome to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. You ever wanted to know what makes the cruise industry tick? Get ready for an exciting behind-the-scenes look at the people, the destinations, and the ongoing innovations of one of the most exciting and fastest-growing industries. Now, here's your host, Ken Muscat.
Welcome to Cruise Views, and happy Friday, everybody. I'm coming to you live from South Florida, home to the newest and largest cruise ships in the world. This is Cruise Views, brought to you by MSC Cruises, Mediterranean-style cruising where life is measured in moments, not minutes. Thank you for tuning in to our fifth show of our 13-week series. So far, it has been a great four shows, and number five is going to be even better. Cruising has only continued to grow, so we wanted to continue with this show to generate extreme interest in the cruise industry and continue to do our part to increase the amount of cruisers each year. Each week, we are giving away weekly prizes and one grand prize, which is a cruise, an MSC cruise giveaway at the end of our 13-week series. To win these prizes, all you need to do is follow us on Twitter at Ken Muscat and also at MSC Cruises USA, and also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA to get the Cruise Views Question of the Week. When you see the Question of the Week, email your answer to cruise.views@MSCCruisesUSA.com. Again, we've got one winner per week. We will choose the one winner per week based on who answers the questions properly. And this week's prize is a grand prize of all kinds of goodies from MSC Cruises in a gift basket, as well as a future cruise certificate for some dollars off of the next cruise that you book with MSC Cruises. Now, last week we spoke all about the value of using a travel agent. We had some very exciting guests on, and it was a very educational show. If you missed the show, I want to remind you that you can always go back to voiceamerica.com archives and listen to the show or download our podcast from iTunes. Now, today's show is all about the misconceptions of cruising. We're very excited to speak to our guest today. You know, the industry continues to build the biggest, most exciting and innovative ships ever, offering some of the most amazing itineraries around the world, not to mention restaurants and entertainment that rivals those that you find on land. But unbelievably, still only about 20% of the U.S. population has ever taken a cruise vacation. So what are you all waiting for? That's the big question. Some people still have these crazy misconceptions about cruising, like it's all about food and being told where to go and when to go and limited choices, only for seniors, not for families, and more. So all of these misconceptions are going to be challenged on today's show as we talk about the cruise industry today versus the way it used to be. To begin with, our guests today are going to be Carrie Finley-Bajak from CruiseBuzz.net, Doug Parker from Cruise Radio, and Carolyn Spencer-Brown, who is the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic. So to begin with, I'm very excited to welcome our first guest, Carrie Finley-Bajak from Cruise Buzz. In her former life, Carrie was a travel agent owner where she earned her CLIA ACC certification before heading into the digital realm. And now Carrie's focus is on content marketing and social media within the cruise sector. She is unbelievably popular in the social media as it relates to cruising, and I follow her, and I highly recommend you follow her, and we're going to find out how just right now. So, Carrie, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line, standing by to talk about all these misconceptions and get some more people on the ships.
Well, that's you and me both, so thank you so much for joining us. You have such a long history with cruising, Carrie. In fact, I understand you've been on more than 30 cruises yourself. So give us a little bit about your background and your experience with the industry and what got you so into it.
Well, I think that you gave a really good explanation of where I've kind of come from. My background, briefly as a repeat, is I was an agency owner of a cruise specialty travel agency, and then that morphed into my new career as a travel writer and an editor at Cruise Buzz. So, you know, I've seen the industry from the inside, sitting face-to-face with potential customers, and then I have been able to cross the river and come over to the marketing and PR sides of things, where I think I add a lot of value because I understand what the consumers want, and I'm able to sort of separate the fact and fiction from all of the, you know, marketing and buzz that is created. So that's kind of my background. And my first cruise that I took was a long time ago, probably, well, actually 16 years ago. My daughter was an infant, and we went, well, I was living in Vail, Colorado at the time, and we wanted to get, you know, out of the snow and go somewhere. And so we chose to go on a 4-day cruise out of Miami, and I fell in love. I fell in love with the ship and the fact that there was a babysitter, and my husband and I could actually go on date night on the ship. And, you know, it was just a great way to travel with kids. And ever since then, we kept going on cruises, and that was why we opened up a franchise of Cruise Holidays. And so I've learned product, and I know how to, one of my assets is that I'm able to understand what an individual is looking for, and then I can match product to that person.
And so that's very important. Sorry to interrupt, but that was one of the key things we spoke about last week on the value of using a travel agent, is understanding, you know, what is the right match per person, what they're looking for, the destination, the cost, the type of vacation that they're looking for. And I really liked one thing you just said, Carrie, where you said you based on your experience, you understand the differences between fact and fiction, which I want to jump right into, because that's a perfect segue into a lot of the fiction that we hear out there today. You already hit on one of them. A lot of people think that cruising isn't even good for families or people with young kids, which is completely wrong. What would you say, based on your experience, are some of the top two or three major misconceptions in the cruise industry that you find you're constantly talking to people about?
Well, okay. I'll do the easy ones first, but I'm gonna seasickness is huge, right? Like, I talk to my friends that have never been on a cruise, well, I'm gonna get seasick. And I tell them, well, okay, let's look at that. These ships are really big, and they have stabilizers on them, and there are things that a person can do in order to reduce the motion that they might feel on a cruise ship. First of all, you want to pick an itinerary that is going to have the least amount of motion. So we would always try to go with the Southern Caribbean itineraries for people. And then your cabin selection. You want to make sure that you're directing people, or people are looking at cabins and they're booking them low and towards the middle of the ship, because that tends to have the least amount of motion. So if you equip yourself with some of these tools right out the gate, you're going to eliminate the seasickness. Now, I did actually go on a cruise in the first trimester of my pregnancy once, and, you know, I wore those sea bands. I did exactly what I talked about. I had a lower cabin. I was midship, ready to go, and, you know, I was fine. And the ship is very accommodating. The crackers and ginger ale and broth and trying to eliminate fatty foods, those are all things that people can do. And so, you know, I don't want to discount people that actually do suffer from motion sickness. That's a big problem. If you're driving a car and you feel sick, chances are you might feel motion on a cruise ship. But for the general population, the myth that people are going to get seasick, it's not true.
And that's a very good point. You know, number one, I just want to reiterate, today the ships are so technology advanced. They're floating cities, so you very rarely feel the motion. And even when you are in rougher waters, they have the stabilizers, which make a tremendous difference. I've been on a ship with stabilizers, and I've been on a ship without. And you definitely, I mean, and all ships have them. It's just a matter of using them or not. And you definitely feel the difference, and the ships are amazing at making that happen. And then to your point, you know, if you are feeling a little bit sick, the ships definitely have the accommodations and the resources to provide things to make you feel better. I've even heard, and I'm not sure if this is true, maybe you know, Carrie, I've heard that if you're feeling seasickness and you eat green apples specifically, they make you feel better. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that, but you know what really works is really looking out at the horizon and staring at a fixed spot. That totally works for me 100%. So there's a lot of remedies out there, and it should not be a reason not to cruise is with thinking and being fearful of getting seasick.
Right.
Okay, another misconception, this is a big one. It's kind of silly, but it's true. People feel like, oh, I'm going to be claustrophobic. There's too much space and too many people. So for that, I say the following. First of all, there are nooks and crannies that are purposely built within these ships so that the passenger load can be spread out throughout the vessel. So, you know, for people that are looking to have a little bit of space, there's plenty of places to hide from the masses on the ships. So I know your ships are purpose-built like that, too. So that myth is busted.
I love that. That myth is busted. What about as far as cruise, when people think about cruise pricing, you know, some of these misconceptions about cruising is not just what happens on board, but some people think they're just way out of their price range. What would you say about that as far as, you know, the best way of finding the cruise for you and how realistic is it for North Americans today, typical North Americans, to go on a cruise?
Well, okay, so cruise pricing is very tricky. I'm going to give you some firsthand examples of what I actually went through, because once I get the first-time cruiser into the office and I start talking to them, they get excited. They're thinking, okay, I'm not going to get sick. There's plenty of things to do. Okay, so show me the money. How much is this going to cost me? So the typical conversation would go the following. I would tell the people, I would match them to the perfect cruise, the perfect cabin, and then they would start to hesitate because they will go, well, I'll just wait. I'm going to wait until the cruise line is desperate and they're going to discount this cruise. And I would go, oh, no, not this kind of customer again. Because what happens is that a lot of people think that last minute means greater savings, and that's just, it's not really true. The cruise pricing is a result of supply and demand, and, you know, the more popular cruises at the peak time periods to travel, they normally always sell out. So waiting for the last minute is never a good option. In fact, I had a family cruise. It was my family, my dad and his family, that booked a group cruise out of a port very close to my house, and I didn't want to go on the cruise with my kids because I was like, oh, they can just go, and so then I thought about it, and then they were getting excited, and then they were going on the cruise, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'll just buy one of these last-minute cabins that some people think are available. So I went all the way to the extreme of packing my bags and showing up at the port the day of the sailing, hoping that I could actually get one of these discounted cabins. And, you know, they don't exist. However, I will say that the port agent at the actual terminal facility did tell me that in the earlier days of cruising, that was true.
Yeah, definitely. So, that was something I remember back in the old days, that you could show up at the last minute and you could get a very discounted price. But today, with, you know, security measures and all the things that you need to do beforehand, it's very unlikely. Carrie, I want to go into a commercial break, but I don't want to let you go yet, because there's a couple more things that we want to ask you. But you've given us some great advice already on some of these misconceptions, and I want to follow up on a few of them. So we're going to go right into this commercial break, and we'll be right back with Carrie Finley-Bajak from CruiseBuzz.net. And today we're challenging the misconceptions of cruising. You're listening to Cruise Views, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Many people are seeking to make a difference in the world, but few actually have the tools to do so. Every week, host Mary Beth Lodge and her guests will have you thinking forward and will give you the tips to keep your life, goals, priorities, and choices on track. The result is an easier, happier, and more inspired life. The name of the program is What Matters. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. What really matters is the positive changes that you'll bring to your life and the world just by listening.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. Happy Friday, everybody. I want to remind you that if you want to follow us on Twitter, follow the excitement by using hashtag Cruise Views. Today's show is brought to you by MSC Cruises, the only cruise line where kids sail free all year long. We're talking to our first guest, Carrie Finley-Bajak from CruiseBuzz.net, and we're challenging the misconceptions of cruising. And Carrie, right before the commercial break, we were talking a little bit about pricing, and I know you wanted to give a final thought on that. Why don't you go ahead and finish that?
So I encourage people to book early, put a deposit down. You can get the money back if it's not within the penalty period. Traditionally, the 90-day marker is when your final payment is due. So use time on your side by putting down a deposit, watch the cruise pricing, work with a travel professional who will adjust the cruise pricing if the price goes down. So, you know, don't wait to the last minute and just get on the ship. I think you're going to have a great time.
And that's great advice. And one last thing, Carrie, just real quick. You have definitely been by far one of the most active social media people in the industry. You started, I feel like, well before everybody else. And the way that you utilize Twitter and other social mediums is pretty incredible. Why don't you tell us just real quickly, how have you seen that help with challenging some of these misconceptions today?
Well, I love that social media is very instantaneous. So if you're out there looking for like-minded people on any topic, you can go find them. I love how you just gave that hashtag for Cruise Views. Anybody right now can actually go search that hashtag now or in the future and keep the conversation going. So this is a live show, but we can go take it off over to Twitter, and we can keep talking about this stuff and exchanging ideas and asking questions. And so the social platforms are really good for, discussions and engagement and having access to people from CEOs all the way down to, fellow passengers on these ships. So it's a great tool. It's a resource to help people get information so they can make knowledgeable decisions about where they want to go.
And speaking of the social media side, Carrie, if people want to continue to follow you and your advice, what's the best way to do that?
Well, if they're on Twitter, they can follow me. My handle is CruiseBuzz, one word. And I'm also on Facebook as CruiseBuzz. Just do a Google search for CruiseBuzz, and you'll find every single social media channel that I'm on, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, et cetera. So I'm available. I love talking with people and tweeting and updating and linking in and all that. So,
well, thank you so much for being our first guest. That's a reminder that if you search for Cruise Buzz, that's Cruise B-U-Z-Z, you will find Carrie Finley-Bajak on Twitter, on Facebook, and she's got constantly incredible advice and is very up-to-date with everything going on in the industry. So, Carrie, thank you so much for kicking off our show very strong, and we will definitely remind everybody at the end of the show where they can follow you. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
So now we're going into our second guest right away. We've got Doug Parker on the phone, and Doug Parker is from Cruise Radio. Doug is a radio personality in Jacksonville, Florida. He hosts Cruise Radio and the Weekend Travel Show. He's born in the maritime industry, or born into the maritime industry, I should say, and he takes his knowledge and passion to the airwaves every week to answer listener questions. He provides travel tips, cruise ship reviews, and interviews with travel experts. He has broadcasts from over 25 ships from all over the world, which is pretty incredible. So, Doug, thank you so much for joining us. Are you on the line?
I am here, Ken, and thank you for having me, man. You're rocking it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it coming from a from somebody like you with lots more experience than I have. We're really honored that you're joining us, and you know, Carrie has given a great sort of introduction to some of the misconceptions of cruising, but I know you have a tremendous amount of experience. I believe you've been on 83 cruises, and I know that you can tell us really about some of the major misconceptions that you've heard. But first, tell us just real quick how you got into cruising.
Yeah, sure. So You about covered it. I'm a fifth generation, or my dad rather was a fifth generation ship captain, and so I was kind of riding ships all through my childhood and youth, up and down the rivers and the Atlantic Ocean with my dad. And then went to college, got out of college, got into radio, and then 2009 I wanted to start something that's kind of fun and informative and kind of outside of normal terrestrial radio. So I started Cruise Radio. And it kind of, here we are, four years later.
Wow. Well, congratulations. And it really is, I've noticed it from my background in doing this show and keeping up with what you've been doing. It's amazing the amount of interest that people have out there in cruising. And still, I started off the show today saying, you know, still only about 20% of the U.S. population has ever taken a cruise. And I think it's amazing how many people still think that some of these misconceptions are true. And, you know, Carrie hit on seasickness and she hit on pricing. What would you say are some of the most common misconceptions that you hear, and how do you overcome them?
Yeah, so sure. I'll just take some from my listeners, because we get a bunch of these misconceptions and myths emailed to us a lot. But like one of them is that, you know, you'll get fat. You'll gain 10 to 20, 25 pounds by the time you get off the ship. But what people aren't really aware of is that there are spa menus, there are gyms at your disposal for like 15 hours a day, there's healthy options, there's just a bunch of different ways to control yourself. You're not walking off the ship gaining the freshman 15, you know?
Right. And I want to remind our listeners, too, as I mentioned earlier, you could always go back and listen to our past shows on voiceamerica.com or to the podcast on iTunes. And the reason I bring that up is because one of the great shows that we did was all about health and wellness. And Doug is exactly right. You know, the ships today and the whole cruising experience is great for some fine food and definitely having food available all day long. But we've got the state-of-the-art spas on the MSC Divina coming to Miami in November. It's the first and only ship ever to have aqua cycling at sea, which takes spinning to a whole nother level. So there's all these new concepts and things out there that you can make sure to work off some of that great food that you're having during the cruise. So I agree with you 100% on that one, Doug. What are some other things that you hear?
So I hear that cruises are boring and for old people, and that could be anything from the truth, because I'll just use me, for instance. By the time I was 25, I was on 20 cruises, and it was mostly because, well, you know, vacationing while I was a family growing up. But after that, during my college years, people are like, oh, we want to do a destination wedding, or we want to do a bachelor party, or we want to do this or that. I'm like, let's do a cruise. It's all inclusive. We can do this, go to all these different places. What happens on the ship stays on the ship, you know, all those things. So there's definitely a younger generation of, you know, younger travelers that are cruising these days. You know, a lot of people think of, you have to be really wealthy, and they think of kind of like the 100 years ago, the Titanic era, but it's so far from that right now.
You're absolutely right. I mean, cruising today is really, there's something for everybody. A lot of people, to your point, one of the things I wrote down here, which I always get a kick out of, which a lot of people say, is that cruising is just for the newlywed and nearly dead.
Right.
But that's as far away from the truth as possible these days. You've got something for the little kids, you've got something for the seniors, and you really have all these alternatives and choices to do what you want, when you want. And it's amazing to me, and I'm sure you hear this a lot, Doug, how many people do go on a cruise for the first time and come back completely amazed, saying, wow, I had no idea it was like that.
Yeah, and another one I hear quite a bit is, and it kind of intimidates people, is they think like they have to dress up all the time, like for dining and stuff. So they're thinking they have to go rent a suit or and tie, you know, and or tuxedo just for to go dine on the cruise ship. But that's far from the truth too. Cruise lines have they've slacked off on their dining policy over the past 4 years that I've been doing it. I've seen a big difference. So, you know, you don't have to go rent a tie or go buy it, or not a tie, but a tuxedo or anything like that. You can just walk on the ship with a, you know, you don't even have to bring a sports coat if you don't want to. You walk on the ship with a tie or a nice polo shirt these days, and you're all set for the week.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things that I love the most. I've seen, you know, really transition over the years. It used to be, to your point, that you always knew you had formal nights, you had to bring a tuxedo or a nice suit. And today, the cruise ships still offer that because lots of people like that, but you don't need to necessarily participate. So if you don't want to get all dressed up on formal night, you can go to one of the specialty restaurants. You could go to the casual dining at the buffet. There's so many different alternatives. So you really can again, do what you want when you want. You can hang out at the pool all night if that's what you want to do. So you definitely don't have to get formal, which is a big misconception. What are the best resources, Doug, that you've heard of for a first-timer, for example, who's trying to dispel some of these myths? Where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to give my my own show a plug because we talk to actual passengers whenever we do, you know, broadcasts on the actual ships themselves. We also talk to passengers almost on a weekly basis doing cruise ship reviews. Just someone will email me coming off of a ship. In fact, we did a MSC Poesia here recently, and we, you know, do an honest review. It's not edited, nothing like that. So I would say, like, cruiseradio.net is where you can find my show. I would say Cruise Critic has some good myth articles out there, kind of, you know, dispels and, as Carrie said, bust the myths or myth busters. So there's a bunch of resources out there. You could just do a Google search and type in myths of cruising, you know, or misconceptions of cruising, and you have the answers at your fingertips. But I would definitely say like Cruise Critic, Cruise Addicts, or even Cruise Radio.
Definitely. Cruiseradio.net, once again, is Doug Parker's pride and joy. And I'm glad you brought up Cruise Critic because that's a perfect lead-in into our next guest. We're actually honored to have Cruise Critic on for the next segment, and we'll be finding out a lot about some additional misconceptions and where you can find out more information on it. So, Doug, I really appreciate you joining us. You continue to build on what Carrie did with talking about some of the major misconceptions that are out there and providing some excellent insight on where people can find out more to challenge these misconceptions, because we need more people to be going on cruise ships. 20% of the U.S. population just isn't enough, and there's so many unbelievable opportunities out there. So, Doug, thank you so much for joining us. After the commercial break, we are going to be talking with Carolyn Spencer Brown, who is actually the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, which Doug was just talking about, and we're going to find out so much more about the misconceptions of cruising. Just a quick reminder once again that you can follow Doug Parker on cruiseradio.net. And we will be right back after this commercial break. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with Cruise Views. We'll be right back after this break.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
How do you know if you're living with an addict? If you think you know all the recognizable signs, you probably don't. If you're listening to and reading from the so-called experts, you probably don't. You need to hear from a parent, just like yourself, who has been there and can tell you what it's like firsthand. Please listen to Afflicted by Addiction with Bradley DeHaven. Our program is heard every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. It just might save your life, or the life of someone you love.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Many people are seeking to make a difference in the world, but few actually have the tools to do so. Every week, host Mary Beth Lodge and her guests will have you thinking forward and will give you the tips to keep your life, goals, priorities, and choices on track. The result is an easier, happier, and more inspired life. The name of the program is What Matters. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. What really matters is the positive changes that you'll bring to your life and the world just by listening.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
You're listening to Cruise News with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views on this beautiful Friday. Hopefully the weather where you are is as beautiful as it is here in South Florida, because it is a perfect day to take a cruise, I'll tell you that much. This is Cruise Views, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, please follow the excitement by using hashtag Cruise Views. And a reminder that today's show is brought to you by MSC Cruises, sailing the Caribbean year-round from Port Miami starting this November. Actually, exactly 2 months from today, the beautiful MSC Divina will be arriving in Port Miami and setting sail on her first inaugural voyage in the Caribbean. I want to thank once again our guest, Doug Parker, who we just finished speaking to, as well as Cruise Buzz, who we spoke to earlier. But now we've got on the phone with us Carolyn Spencer Brown, who's the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic. Carolyn is overseeing an international editorial operation. She's a former staff writer with the Washington Post. She's followed the cruise industry for the past 16 years and has taken more than 200 cruises, lucky Carolyn, sailing with all of the world's top cruise lines and many lesser-known lines as well. She's regularly quoted by media, including CNN, The New York Times, and the Associated Press. And as an expert on all aspects of cruising, Carolyn has been named one of the 25 most influential women in travel by Forbes Life magazine. Carolyn, we are honored to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a thrill to be here.
I know that I am a huge fan of yours and Cruise Critic, and Cruise Critic has definitely made a tremendous impact on the industry. I mean, that is definitely one of the places for people to go to speak to other cruisers, to read reviews, to learn the latest news about the industry, and it is quite exciting. And obviously, you have found the industry very exciting, having been on 200 cruises. Give us a little bit of your background and what got you into the industry.
Well, I was a travel writer, and I was writing for a number of publications, including the Washington Post at the time, and the Post had an opening for a cruise writer. And this was in the mid-90s, and I don't know if you remember cruising in the mid-90s. I bet you do, actually, Ken. It was kind of, you know, fuddy-duddy a little bit. It was kind of musty, you know, a lot of tradition, a lot of rules, a lot of formal dress. And my editor asked me if I would take on the cruise beat. He said, the only thing I want to make sure is that you don't have a problem with seasickness, which actually I get motion sickness in almost anything that moves. But I wanted to work, and I said, sure, I'll try it. But I wasn't really, I was a skeptic. And so And I think that's why he hired me. So I started my cruise career, so to speak, working for the Washington Post and eventually covered it full time. And I found that in the past 16 years, it's just the industry changes every time I turn around, and it just keeps us on our toes here at Cruise Critic, and it's just fascinating to follow it and equally fascinating and fun to actually experience it.
Yeah, I agree 100%, which is why, you know, I think many of us that have been in the industry, we stay in the industry for a very long time. For me, it's been almost 20 years. When I first started in 1994, the industry, like you said, you know, the early mid-90s, it was a little bit static. And then all of a sudden, right around that time, probably around 95, 96, started this immense industry boom, and it hasn't stopped since, with building the biggest, the most innovative, the most incredible ships of all different sizes, traveling all over the world, and even thinking about things like the growth of river cruises to, you know, the world's largest cruise ships. It's really amazing, and the other exciting thing about it is it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon. There's a huge order of new ships coming out, and all the lines are just getting more and more competitive and being more and more innovative, which makes it very exciting for all of us. You know, one of the things that we're talking today, of course, about misconceptions, and we've highlighted a little bit, you know, things around seasickness and claustrophobic issues and pricing issues. What, in your opinion, are some of the top misconceptions that you hear about on a regular basis?
Well, I find it surprising after covering the industry for so long and after being a part of the cruise grid community, which is a million strong. I find it funny that certain feelings about cruise from what we call cruise virgins, and I'm very sympathetic to the plight of the cruise virgin because I certainly was one. I find it interesting that there's the same concerns, you know, appear over and over again. I'm going to feel claustrophobic. I'm going to be stuck with people I don't like. You know, I'm going to eat too much. Well, that's up to you. But I think that certainly with all of these new bells and whistles, especially with things like the yacht club on MSC or that funky thing that's going to stick out in the sky on Quantum of the Seas, I think there's a lot of fun stuff about cruising that keeps it fresh and fun, and the ships are big enough that you won't feel trapped because they're massive, and yet not so big you don't forget you're on the ocean. But I will say, in the end, bottom line, one of the things I really like about a cruise is just being at sea, being on board, lying in a deck chair and watching the sky go by. And the simplest things in the end are the things that I come away from my cruise remembering. The chance to sit down with my husband and have dinner, just the two of us. Or just reading a trashy novel from start to finish in one go. Little things like that are what I do on my vacation when I cruise. And I just really love it.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that because, you know, we spend so much time talking about these really crazy innovative things, whether it's, like you said, the arm on Quantum of the Seas or some of the other very interesting things that are out there. I mean, there's ropes courses and there's flow riders and, you know, there's all kinds of different choices for people. But what we tend to forget about is exactly what you just said, you know, watching the sunset and remembering that you're actually on the ocean and reading a nice book. And, one of the things that we talk a lot about at MSC Cruises is that life is measured in moments, not minutes. And it's remembering those moments of that vacation and being on a cruise and relaxing and no stress that a lot of people tend to forget about. And that's really what started the cruise industry being so incredible and is what sometimes we forget about today. And you need to remember that. What about for first-time cruisers, Carolyn? How have you seen the misconceptions for first-timers differ from people that may have had experience cruising before?
Well, I think, you know, cruising, the biggest hurdle from where we sit here is that for new cruising is a complicated vacation to choose and buy. I mean, it's easy to buy it. You give somebody your credit card. But it's complicated to choose because there are so many different types of itineraries. There are different types of ships. Every cruise line has its own kind of lifestyle to it or travel style. And I think the hardest thing is really to figure out first, before you even start to price your trips, or before you even budget for it, is trying to find the line that really best speaks to the way you like to travel, your travel style. If you're all about really good food and wine, then you want to make sure you go to a line that really promotes that. If you have a family and you want to do kids activities up one end and down the other, you want to make sure that you pick not only the right cruise line for families, but the right cruise lines for the ages of your kids. And it's complicated, which is one of the reasons why I think Cruise Critic has been such a good resource, because our members will jump in and ask and answer questions that anybody might have. And the idea is not certainly to circumvent travel agents. Travel agents are a crucial part of the buying process. But to help you as a consumer figure out what you're kind of interested in before you go to the travel agent, and that way you can sort of be a little bit more efficient and make sure that you get on the ship that's right for you.
Very great. Excellent point. We talked about that a lot last week, where our whole show last week was dedicated to the value of travel agents. And it sort of approached some of these misconceptions as well, because there's a lot of people out there who don't think you need a travel agent when booking a cruise vacation. And you brought up a very good point. It is complicated. There are a ton of different choices out there. And it's also very good for people to do their research beforehand, which I agree 100%. Cruise Critic, as well as some of these other sites and resources that we've been talking about on the show today, provide some excellent firsthand experience where you can talk to experienced cruisers, you can hear from industry executives, you could watch the threads of everything that's going on a particular ship or a particular cruise line, and you really can learn a lot. And it answers a lot of those questions that you have, and then you can go to your travel agent, and when you've got it a little bit narrowed down, you can get their advice and their firsthand experience and help you navigate what the best vacation for you is. What would you say, Carolyn, people that say, I'm not interested in going to the Caribbean, and they actually think that cruising is only about the Caribbean, what's the response to that?
Oh, my gosh, you can go anywhere on a cruise. You can go places you can't go otherwise on a cruise. And I mean, you know, we have very, very adventurous travelers who contribute to Cruise Critic, who love the expedition lines to the Galapagos or to Antarctica or to the White Sea of Russia or to Greenland. The river cruise industry is just on fire, and that's going on the Danube or the Rhine in Europe or in Portugal, or Egypt, or although not so much right now. You know, in Asia, there's so many places you can go, and even the big ship lines increasingly are improving and upgrading the onboard experience all around the world. And I think Princess and Holland America get a shout out, as well as Azamara, for really going to some offbeat places but making you feel comfortable. We spent a 10-day cruise on Azamara in Vietnam, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
And it was lovely to have the ship as our floating hotel, but we really got a great taste of Vietnam and want to go back and maybe do a land trip. So you can go anywhere you want to go. And in fact, the best cruise I've taken this year is going to surprise you a little bit, Ken, because I know you think I'm a young whippersnapper. Well, I'm joking. But I did the American Queen Steamboat up the Mississippi, and I can't tell you I had just the best time. I was just loving it. And it was a part of my own country I had never seen before. So just about anywhere.
That's very interesting. It is funny because everybody, especially in the U.S., is so focused on exploring outside of our country, and there's so much of our own country that we haven't seen. Carolyn, I want to keep you on the line for a couple more minutes. We're going to go to a commercial break, but I have a couple more questions for you because you've given us such great feedback already. Today we're talking about misconceptions of cruising. We're on the phone with Carolyn Spencer-Brown, who's the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, and you are listening to Cruise Views. Once again, a reminder, if you want to follow us on Twitter, hashtag Cruise Views. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back with Carolyn Spencer-Brown right after this.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Conservation starts with us. Learn about environmental concerns each week when you tune in to Our Wild World with host Ellie Weiss. Our show centers on Africa each week and what's being done to save our wildlife, ecology, and ourselves. However, we'll also discuss what's going on closer to home. And most importantly, we'll let you know what can be done in our own backyards by featuring guest experts and featuring your questions and answers. Listen every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about.
Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views on this wonderful Friday, brought to you by MSC Cruises, Mediterranean-style cruising, where life is measured in moments, not minutes. We are on the phone with Carolyn Spencer-Brown, editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, and Carolyn has already given us some great answers to some of the misconceptions of cruising out there, as well as some excellent resources to find out more. So I want to ask you, let me start off by asking you this, Carolyn. Is there one favorite misconception or one that you just hear more than the others that you just want to bang people over the head and say, it's not true? What would that be?
Well, the one thing is, it's not my favorite misconception, but it's one I certainly hear a lot, is when cruise lines advertise their cruises as all-inclusive. And cruises are very inclusive. I mean, you'll have your three squares, you'll have cabin service that's unlike anything you've had at anything but the top-notch hotel. You'll have entertainment that's very rarely charged for, free kids clubs, or they're paid for in the fare. But a lot of things on cruise ships these days, as they've gotten bigger, they have a lot more options, and you're going to have to pay for some of those options. So just, it's really important to budget for that. And we have a great, we found a great cruise travel calculator on a website called independenttraveler.com that actually tells you what you can pay extra for in addition to the normal things like shore excursions, spa, and casino. So just understand that if you go on one of these swanky new ships with all sorts of fun, funky cupcake cafes and ice cream shops and hot dog stands and 25 alternative restaurants, a lot of that stuff's going to be out of pocket. You're never going to want for food or drink or, you know, but you just be prepared to budget for the extra stuff that will catch your eye on vacation.
Very good point. And that was independenttraveler.com. I'm going to look at that myself because
it's called the Travel Budget Calculator.
Travel Budget Calculator. And that is very valuable because you're right. A lot of people do think that it is all-inclusive, and it could be if you really stretch it, but you're going to miss out on some of these incredible things, like you said, the specialty restaurants or some of the additional activities that, you know what, you only go on vacation so many times a year, and you want to be able to do those, so you want to make sure that you budget properly.
Also, it's really important just to say one other thing, and that is that cruise fares are lower than they've ever been historically. You're paying less for your cruise to begin with. So when you start to wonder about the onboard charges, just factor that into your overall budget.
Very good point. And a good opportunity for everybody out there who hasn't thought about a cruise before. There are some incredible values out there. Cruising overall is an incredible value. When you look at what these cruises you can get today, whether it's in the Caribbean or Europe or other destinations, and you compare that to what a, you know, weekend or a week in Vegas or New York City would be, the value is unbelievable what you're getting today. And don't forget, it's including these state-of-the-art shows and five-star dining and just incredible activities day and night for an unbelievable value. Carolyn, are there any leading resources that you would recommend travelers turn to for more information on cruising? Of course, we've talked a lot about Cruise Critic, which has incredible information, but any others that you say are really good to hit up as people are learning and educating themselves on cruising?
Well, I'm a really big fan of candid information that isn't, you know, too canned and too made pretty for human consumption. But I will have to give a shout out to this. Some of the cruise lines are doing a really good job on their websites with all sorts of information. You know, for example, Princess has a really great blog series about people who have had incredible experiences on cruises. And I don't miss it. I don't miss an installment. I think it's really fun to read. And my second favorite thing, and it may surprise people that think of Cruise Critic as having its online community, is Facebook. I think Facebook is just an outstanding resource for travelers. And we have our own Facebook page, 84,000 fans at this moment. But it's just a lot of fun because you can also have conversations and write captions for funky photos and have a good time and really celebrate kind of the fun of what cruising is all about.
It really has been fun watching the impact of social media on the cruise industry. And I think, you know, I've always said the cruise industry is a sexy industry. And the commercials are great and the ships are beautiful and it's such a visual thing. And so social media has had a tremendous positive impact on the industry because you are not only, I mean, you're seeing people's posts of pictures and videos and it is so inspiring and so aspirational and so engaging. We were talking to Carrie Finley-Bajak earlier, who's done a great job in the social media side as it relates to the cruise industry, and so many people have. And it is great to be able to share those moments via social media. I think it's had a tremendous impact. Last question I've got for you, Carolyn, because this is just one of those misperceptions that we haven't brought up, but I hear about it all the time. A lot of people think I can't stay in touch with my family members back home when I'm on a ship because I'm in the middle of the ocean and there's no way I can stay in touch with anybody. Is that true?
Well, let's put it this way. If you really don't want to stay in touch with anybody, you can say that. People will believe you. But no, of course it's not true. Internet on board is slow and expensive for the most part, but it's getting less slow and it's getting somewhat less expensive than it was when it first started. And you can certainly keep in touch with family via email and Facebook and that kind of thing. We see a lot of people doing that. We are chronically at Cruise Critic, the effort, the commitment by a number of cruise lines to really ramp up wireless communication, get it off the satellite, which is what makes it so slow and so expensive. Two lines that come to mind that have really kind of made some great strides are Royal Caribbean on the big ship side and AMA Waterways on the river side. And they're really trying to use different technology to help you stay in touch even better. And then, of course, the third way is in port. On our Cruise Critic travel port profiles, we even have a section of the port profile that says staying connected. And it will tell you where the nearest internet cafe is or the nearest coffee shop is. And of course, remember that Starbucks and McDonald's globally all offer free access. So maybe that's not the first place you want to go when you go into a foreign country, but if you need free internet access, Starbucks and McDonald's are fantastic.
Very good point. And I think I'm going to go back to what you first said, which would be my choice, is I'm going to just tell people that it's not available so I can have a good week of relaxation.
I mean, I recommend that, you know. It's a great strategy.
It's definitely be nice to take a little bit of a break. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much again. Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic, and we've received great information from you. So I really appreciate you joining us, and maybe we'll have you on a future show.
That sounds great. I enjoyed it very much, Ken. Thanks for asking me.
Thank you, Carolyn. I want to remind everybody that next week we are going to be talking all about holiday travel. And two of our guests next week are going to be Fran Golden, who's a contributor to major news outlets, as well as Vanessa Lee. She's the owner of Cruise and Travel Lifestyle Magazine. And we're going to get some great information on spending your holidays at sea. There are some excellent values out there today for the Thanksgiving and Hanukkah time, as well as for the Christmas and New Year's time. So the holidays at sea is a great way to spend time with your family. You don't have to worry about cooking the meals. You don't have to worry about cleaning up after yourselves. And you also don't have to worry about family that you may not want to necessarily deal with. So hop on a cruise ship and enjoy holidays at sea. Also want to remind our listeners that you can email us anytime at cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. We'll be sure to answer your questions and hopefully raise some good points on the following show. We want to make sure that everybody continues to follow us on Facebook, like MSC Cruises at facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA. And don't forget to check out that question of the week so you can win a great prize. So once again, please join us next Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Send us your questions to cruise.views@MSC Cruises USA. Thanks to MSC Cruises for sponsoring today's show. And we will be back with a next installment of our sixth show next week. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and thanks again for listening to Cruise Views.
It's time to set sail. So that's all the time we have for this week. But make sure to join Ken Muscat again next week as MSC Cruises presents another edition of Cruise Views next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Bon voyage for now.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.